It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
I was married and my ex, you know, was a serial cheater. And in the end, you know, right before we broke off, we had a time of reconciliation at one point. And I asked, he came into the room with me. I didn't even ask him. He came into the room with me. And he said, how did you know I was cheating? He said, like, every time I would start talking to another woman or anything, you would know. And he said, I would exchange phone numbers with a woman. I come home and you're like, who is she? He said, how did you know that? He said, it's brand me crazy. How did you know that? And my answer to him was that he would switch up. He would change. Everybody has a temperature. Everybody has a way about them that we kind of acclimate to. And when that temperature would shift, I knew somebody is interrupting. There is somebody in the midst of us that's not supposed to be here. And they are in my space because I don't get the same look that I was getting. I don't get the same interaction that I was getting. And so that's how I'm able to discern that, hey, somebody else is in my space. But
wait, because that's a good point. And I want to ask you about that, because they're, let's say they're the lonely being cheated on. Right. Let's say that their husband is committing infidelity or adultery or whatever the case may be. How is that a woman able to discern whether her husband is cheating or if she's just insecure?
I would say 98-99% of the time, if a woman suspects her husband is cheating, she's right. Because we are the most sensitive and discerning creatures that God has ever created. If she discerns it. Now, you can tell this insecurity whenever this is a pattern of her. She's done it in every relationship. And she does that for the simplest things. You know, she's constantly checking his phone. And he hasn't done anything to make her, you know, think that. He hasn't said anything. He's not staying out late at night. He hasn't done anything. Then that's when you're dealing with insecurity and stuff like that. And most people suffer with insecurity to a degree. It's just once it gets on that spectrum, when you get to the middle of that spectrum, becomes a problem. But it's just when it's on that spectrum. You know, once you get to the middle of that spectrum, that's a problem. Everybody deals with insecurity to a degree. You know, your guy goes out, like I said, commercials play in your head, especially if you've ever been cheated on before, or if your parent was cheated on, your commercial play in your head. What if he out there doing this? He's not answering his phone. That's normal. But it becomes a thing where it's insecurity, whereas he hasn't done like anything to warrant that, right? I always say, like, trust. People always say, trust me, trust me, trust me. I say, that doesn't work. That's not how this works. When you meet a person, like, you don't know me, you can't trust me. Then you don't have to distrust me, but you can't trust me. So there's nothing there. Right now, you're getting to know me. And so when it comes down to a relationship, I say, we trust everybody that we know. We either trust you to do wrong or we trust you to do right. If you've done wrong, I trust you to keep doing wrong. So that's going to show up and it's going to look like insecurity, because I'm like, who was that calling you? Why are you turning your phone upside down? Or what have you? But if he has a pattern of doing the right thing, and then I'm still accusing him of doing the wrong thing, I'm still stuck in a season that I came out of. Maybe something that he did, something I experienced, or what have you. But if it's a situation where he did something wrong, then there's going to be patterns, right? Like I said, turning the phone down, being argumentative, cold, relatively distant, accusing, where were you, or what have you, because then he starts feeling guilty. He's going to project it because the wife is the mirror of the husband and the husband is a mirror of the wife. We mirror each other. But whenever, like I said, if it's insecurity, it's not warranted. But if it's not, if it is warranted, it's trust manifesting itself. I trust you to cheat on me again, because you did it before. I trust you to lie to me again, because you did it before. And that's why anytime I've counseled couples in the past, I said, well, what's going to have to happen is you have to destroy the old relationship that you were building, because it was built on lies, and you have to build something new. And you have to earn the trust that you're asking for. You can't ask for a credit on trust, especially if you've already shown that you don't pay back your loans. And, you know, you got jobs now that won't hire you, but they'll check your credit report. What they're looking for, can we trust you? If they look at your credit report and see that you are inconsistent with paying your bills, that is a reflection of your character. They don't trust you, so they won't hire you. It's the same thing when it comes down to a relationship. If somebody has a habit of, they have a habit of cheating, lying, what have you, you're going to trust them to lie. And they'll say you're insecure, but it's not an insecurity. It's just that I trust you. I trust you.
I trust you to do what you've always been doing.
I trust you to do what you've always been doing.
Do you think that a relationship or a marriage can be restored after that? I know you said that you have to start a new relationship, but how does that happen?
If the person is willing to die to themselves, they have to go to Christ. A person, like I hear this stuff, loyalty, faithful. No man, I say this, when I get married, I will not be loyal to my husband. I will not be faithful to him. That sounds crazy, right? But here's the thing. My faithful comes from the word faith. My faithfulness belongs to God. It doesn't belong to man. If I'm loyal to a person, then if God tells me to let them go, I'm going to go into idolatry. The minute I don't let them go, because then I go into loyalty culture. So if I'm faithful to God, by default, my husband has a faithful wife, which means he'll never have to worry about me cheating on him. Because what I'm doing is I've dedicated myself to the Most High God. I fear God. I love God. And so I've surrendered myself to God before he came into the picture. And so that means when he does come into the picture, he never has to worry about me doing anything, because my love for God supersedes my love for him. However, if I'm loyal to him and he keeps on hurting me, I'm a mirror. He keeps on hurting me. Then what ends up happening, he'll start to break me. And if I don't have anything to fall back on but my fallen nature, then something may materialize in what I see. I may start mirroring what he's doing to me in an attempt to, you know, to fix myself and in an attempt to feel better. So loyalty. And I know there's this big loyalty thing. Loyalty belongs to him. If I'm loyal to him, and I tell people, I say, you will love me until I find your idol. I said that to every person in my life. I say, you'll love me until I find your idol. Because I tell people, I say, I'm not loyal to people. I'm loyal to God. And everybody that has me in their life, they got a loyal sister, loyal friend. They ain't got to worry about me being behind their back doing none of that stuff. But I'm loyal to God. But if they wander outside the will of God, I love them enough to say, what's that? Why are you doing that? What? No. And if they continue outside the will of God and they make it really clear that they want to chase that sin and what have you, two can only walk together, they agreed. So I can't walk with them anymore. And that what's going to happen is there's going to be divide. Right. There's going to be a divide because
I'm in alignment with what they doing.
That's right. I'm going to keep chasing God. So because my loyalty belongs to him, he owns the trademark, the patent, the copyright to my loyalty, to my faithfulness, which is why, like I said, I've been single and abstinent 12 years, going on 12 years this month, right? Because my faithfulness belongs to him. So that means that when I do get married, he doesn't have to worry about me wandering out there, because my faithfulness and my loyalty belongs to him. And if he goes outside, if I'm married, he goes outside the will of God. My faithfulness still belongs to God. So I have to keep chasing God, try to win him with my behavior, which is what the word says. And if he wants to be one, praise the Lord. If he don't want to be one, the Bible said, if the unbeliever want to depart, let them depart. And that what God is saying, if the blind lead the blind, they will both fall into a ditch. You don't follow somebody into a ditch. In that, God is saying, keep chasing me. Your job, your assignment is to stay on the path behind God. And on that path, you'll have wins and you'll have losses. And whenever you're dealing with adultery, that person has chosen an alternative path. They've chosen a path to go outside the will of God. And a lot of times what they try to do is, this is what the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. They're constantly trying to get back on the path. And when they're going from one path to the other, what they do is they break their brain. And in that, what they start to do is they start to lose the health of their mind. They start to become unstable. They start to become double-minded. They start to become lukewarm. And that starts to show up in their actions, because, again, now you start to form like obsessions and stuff like that. And consequently, that person can't be trusted, because God can't trust them, or God can trust them to do wrong, but he can't trust them to do the right thing.